Going to college is not only seen as more necessary than it used to be, it is a lot more expensive than it used to be. It's always been a struggle for some students to take care of some basic needs while they're in school. Now, recent research places some numbers on how many students in the California State University system face those struggles. Not quite 11% of CSU students reported experiencing homelessness once or more in the previous year, and nearly 42% of CSU students reported food insecurity. That's more than three times the figure for the general population. We have the researchers with us and a student who helps other students stay fed. The researchers, Rashida Crutchfield, is an assistant professor in the School of Social Work at Cal State University, Long Beach. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Crutchfield.
Thank you for having me.
Jennifer McGuire is the other researcher. She's also an assistant professor in the Department of Social Work at Humboldt State University in Arcata. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, it's good to be here this morning.
And we have with us as well Shante Catt, who is a Humboldt State University. Are you still a student at Humboldt State, Shante?
Yes, I recently graduated from sociology, and I'm transferring into the master's of social work. But I also work for HSU.
Okay, and you're the Humboldt State Housing Liaison?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good
place
to start.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, good. Good to have you all here. So let's start at the beginning. Rashida, Dr. Crutchfield, the work presented at a major conference in February is presented on a California State University website all about meeting students' basic needs. So the issues in here are clearly not new then. Can you give us a bit of a history here on trying to meet basic needs within the CSU system?
Sure. Well, your statement, it's not new. I think a lot of people, as they're hearing about this issue, consider that they may have eaten a cup of noodles while they were in college or struggled a bit. What we're finding is that many students are going beyond what some might imagine as eating a cup of noodles now and then. Many of our students are experiencing really severe issues related to their food and housing access. And so there's not been a lot of research prior to this. It's in the last 3 years that this issue has really come to the attention of higher education and the nation at large. But what we're finding is that, as you said, many students are experiencing real deprivation in terms of getting access to food or finding a place to stay.
So this is beyond the simple, I ate a lot of ramen while I was in college.
Right. We talked to hundreds of students who really are skipping meals for days at a time, or are living in their car, or living on the street, or living in storage units. This is well beyond what some might perceive as partying a little too hard in college.
Jennifer, Shante Catt, is that you?
Yes.
And I hear you chuckling, I imagine you see a fair amount of this at Humboldt State.
Absolutely, and as Rashida was mentioning, you know, there's students living in the forest. There are just an insane amount of students who have to live in their vehicles and other things. And you know, that's how I came into this conversation. As our family was homeless for 16 weeks, transferring over for university, you know, reaching out for this dream of education. So it's pretty interesting, and it's amazing that we're finally getting the numbers that we need to advocate for help.
Jennifer McGuire at Humboldt State, this is really a second phase of research on this for the California State University system. What specifically did you look to do in this phase of the research?
Hi there. Yeah, we wanted to know. We've been hearing stories from students and stories from, you know, staff and faculty on campus who are working directly with students about their experiences of, you know, not having, going hungry, not having a place to stay. And so we really wanted to know, were these stories, you know, unique to just a few students, or was this an issue that was more prevalent and something that was, you know, larger than we expected? And so we reached out to the chancellor's office and worked with them to survey all of the students on all 23 campuses to get a real sense of, you know, what is the extent of this, of these issues? How many students are experiencing them? Which groups more and more often? And then Rashida reached out, and she can speak to this, and she spoke to over 200 students on 10 campuses to get their stories and get their perspectives on, you know, what was daily life really looking like for them.
So Rashida, you got not just the raw numbers, but some individual stories as well.
Right. Jen's work with survey really gave us that data that people are really looking for, and then being able to interview students face-to-face to understand what their needs were really gave us some depth to those numbers. We had students who talked about eating chips and soda all day because that was cheap and available. We had students who talked about dorm surfing or couch surfing or living place to place, but that having a really severe impact on their stress levels and their ability to focus in school.
We are talking about being hungry and homeless in college and beyond the usual bounds of hungry and homeless. California State University research we're talking about here found that 41.6% of CSU students reported food insecurity. We can break down those numbers a little further in just a moment. 10.9% of students reported experiencing homelessness one or more times in the 12 months prior to the survey. We're talking to the researchers, Rashida Crutchfield from CSU Long Beach, Jennifer McGuire from Humboldt State, and the state Humboldt State Housing Liaison and a graduate student, Shantae Catt. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Compare some numbers here. Compare some experiences with us. Ask some questions. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone. By email, it's jx@jeffnet.org. So the numbers you had to work with, Rashida, this is pretty impressive from what Jennifer was just saying. You had responses from all 23 campuses and quite a few thousand students, it sounds like, in the survey.
We did, yeah. We had over 24,000 students participate in the survey. Maybe Jen can talk a little bit more about those numbers.
Go ahead, Jen.
I think what was overwhelming about that is just that we felt that we knew that a lot of students were experiencing the issues, but to hear those numbers come back and to learn that this was an experience that, you know, like almost half of students experiencing hunger in the last 30 days and, you know, almost one or over one in 10 in the last 12 months experiencing homelessness, that was just more than we expected. And this really gave us, I feel like, the data that we needed as social workers to partner with students and the community and policymakers to leverage funds and open doors for ways we can really think about better supporting students once they do get here on campus, because the issues are just affecting so many more students than we expected.
Now, this is self-reported. This is a survey, right? This is the 24,000 students who talked to you. Okay, so you're not pulling data from their records. You're actually talking to them to have them fill the stuff out. I mean, not directly, obviously, in all cases, but it's self-reported.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use the USDA food security module, which is what is used to measure food insecurity across the U.S. in many, many different populations. And so it's a well-used survey. We know that it works, and it tells us, it gives us the information that we're asking. And then to find out about homelessness, we use the HUD and the McKinney-Vento definitions of homelessness. And McKinney-Vento is a case that helps define homelessness for K-12 students to help us understand what did homelessness look like for them. And, you know, what we're really coming to understand is that we don't know enough. There's a lot more that we do need to learn. And students aren't stuck in, you know, this binary definition of, you know, being homeless or not homeless, but are experiencing homelessness at different times for different issues. It could be, you know, because of a family crisis that's happened or because there's just not enough housing. If you talk about Humboldt State University, we know that, in California in general, housing affordability is a big issue. And then once you get to our, you know, rural region, just there isn't very much housing stock, and homelessness is an issue for the community and also for students. And so we really need to start to unpacking what does this look like for our students and, you know, how can we best serve them?
And the reason I was asking about the methodology is because, and you answer the question, you're really going apples to apples here. The questions you were asking of the students are the same questions that get asked of the general population.
Absolutely.
All right. So when we're talking about the number in particular for food insecurity at 41.6%, I mean, the food insecurity among U.S. households in 2016 was 12.3%. So this is more than three times that figure.
I know we were very surprised by that as well. And, you know, if you really think about the rising costs of college, both tuition and living costs for students, And, you know, we look at what financial aid packages look like and what they offer, and, you know, students, their ability to get jobs and do work study and, you know, juggle family life. It's just really difficult to be able to make ends meet while you're trying to go to school. And yet we, you know, students need to have this degree, need a higher education degree, really, to be able to access those living wage jobs that, you know, lead to higher quality of life, you know, attached to retirement and health care and savings and buying a home and all those things that, you know, many of us hope for.
Shante Catt at
Humboldt. I think it's really...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I think it's really important to acknowledge, too, that these students who identified as food insecure and houseless tend to be first-generation students, African-American students, and other marginalized foster youth and so forth, that it shows a demographic of humans that already have a hard time getting into university and working really hard to get there and being received to a point where they're starving themselves to get ahead.
And first generation is what it sounds like. They're the first generation of people in their family to go to college?
Yes.
And so what kinds of programs, Shante? I was just about to ask you about things that exist specifically at Humboldt State. I understand there's the OSNAP program, for example, for trying to keep people fed.
Yes, yes. HSU has done a lot of basic needs work and also student-focused work. I really am appreciative as a student who has gone through my own adversity and working through the options that I have. The OSNAP Center has been amazing. They offer food for students who are in need. You can pretty much go there every day. Not only do they offer food, but they offer camaraderie and assistance and connection to resources that are needed, you know, if a student needs it. And then recently, Housing and the Office of VP have been working with student advocates like myself and the Homeless Student Advocate Alliance and other student clubs to open up resources like my position now, the off-campus housing liaison position, 24-hour study space, working with organizations that are doing like Silver Nest Senior and Student Housing Share programs, and allowing me in my position to explore, research, and educate the community on working on things like a Gold Star training program for landlords and students, and creating legal services help with landlord disputes, cosigner help, and other stuff like that. That's pretty exciting.
We're talking about hunger and homelessness in college with Shante Catt, who is the Humboldt State University off-campus housing liaison and a graduate student herself. Jennifer McGuire and Rashida Crutchfield are the co-researchers on this study of California State University students. Jennifer McGuire, an assistant professor at Humboldt State. Rashida Crutchfield, an assistant professor at California State University, Long Beach. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Get in here with your questions or comments about what we're talking about here. 800-838-3760 by phone, email. Address is jx@jeffnet.org. I want to come back to something you just said, Shante, though. It's more, the OSNAP is more than just about getting food. It's also, I sense, a program to make sure that students don't feel isolated, because that can always make any problem that they're feeling probably a little worse.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the hardest things when you're experiencing these types of adversities, is that you feel like you yourself are the failure. Sometimes you don't recognize that the system is not conducive for the marginalized, and so you take it out on yourself. You get mentally overwhelmed. You can't function. You don't allow others to know what you're going through because you're embarrassed about the issue, and so programs like these and like the liaison position do provide some mental health and friendship in this, to let people know that they're not alone. I mean, we have the numbers now to even further prove whether or not we had antidotal remedies, because we had tons of those. In order to advocate and to help others, we need to show that many others are going through this and that they're not alone. And that's how programs like this help others, is to say, hey, I'm here for you. I got you, and we're working on solutions. Let's figure out how to strengthen ourselves and reach our goals. Because this is for the whole community.
That's right. It's a larger community here. Rashida Crutchfield, mm-hmm. California State University, Long Beach, obviously a very different part of California, urban environment versus the more rural environment around Humboldt State. Are there, but I imagine programs are going to seek to take care of some of the same human needs. I mean, are there many of them at CSU Long Beach?
There are. And, you know, while there are many overlaps in our approaches and needs, we do see some differences regionally, which is why with the study we looked across the state. At Long Beach State, we have a student emergency intervention and wellness program. And in our program, we have a case management model where we incorporate social workers and student development students who help receive students, assess their needs, and then we are able to either refer them to our food pantry or provide them with meals. We have an emergency grant. We also refer students. A lot of our students are already employed or overemployed, working several jobs while they're going to school full-time. But if they're not, we might help them get access to job opportunities or other programs and services that might be reasonable or meet their needs.
And one of the first things you talked about was the stress that students feel. I mean, when you get in a situation where you're working three jobs plus going to school and still having a hard time meeting tuition, keeping yourself fed, keeping yourself housed, I mean, these are some fairly tough cases, and I wonder what some of the advice can be in those situations.
For a lot of our students, as Shantae said so well, they need to know that they're not alone. A lot of our students are working through these issues in isolation, feeling like, I'm grown up now, I'm in college, and I should be able to do this on my own. But we know that, you know, well, I feel like I'm grown up, but I still need other people to support me in my life. So we're helping them developmentally know that they don't have to suffer in silence. Definitely we're helping students understand what their options are. So some of them can find ways to navigate their classes in a different way or be supported or get those access to services. So once they get access to something like CalFresh, which some people know of as SNAP or food stamps.
Oregon Trail in Oregon, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they might be able to work less hours to get some support financially so that they can then focus on their classes. Because ultimately, we want them to graduate. We want them to graduate for their own well-being, but also, as Shantae was alluding to, once they graduate, they come back to their communities and become contributing and supportive, powerful human beings who help us all.
The legislature, I notice, addressed student hunger in California in Assembly Bill 1747 nearly two years ago. Has that had any appreciable effect on hunger on campus from Shantae or Jennifer's perspective?
Yeah, there's been some incredible work in California to move legislation forward and that supports students in this way, and I think that has been one of them. We've really, you know, Senate Assemblywoman Weber has been the lead on many of these bills. And just in general, what we're seeing is student or campuses who are getting CalFresh or what's Oregon Trail up in Oregon out to students. And also there was a getting EBT on campus. And that's the machines that students can run their SNAP benefits cards through, so while they're on campus, they can utilize those benefits to pay for food while they're there all day. And then there was also the Hunger Free Campus Initiative that came out of the governor's office that is really putting funds out there to, you know, develop and support innovative practices to support students around food and hunger and homelessness issues and really start to build those supports in place, because we're really in this place and time, I think, where we have been looking to the community to find models about what has worked for, you know, community members and applying them on campus, such as having emergency food pantries. But now we're at a space where we also need to think about, you know, what is going to be helpful for meeting students where they're at. They're often in temporary, this is a temporary situation. It's elective poverty for some. It's been ongoing for many, and education is a way to get out of it. Sometimes these, you know, periods of not having enough money lead to hunger for a short time. Sometimes it's for their, you know, entire education periods. And so, and many students, they just have a lot of unique situations that they're living in. And so we're trying to figure out what are the best ways to support students. And I think, you know, the starting point, which Shantae and Rashida spoke to so well, is, you know, being really building awareness about this and being welcome in the places where we are trying to figure out how do we help students navigate, you know, these tough situations. And we're really trying to take off from there.
All right. We're talking about trying to get the basic needs of students in the California State University system met. This is phase two of some research. There is a phase three coming. In this phase, the discovery is that 10.9% of California State University system students reported experiencing homelessness one or more times in the previous 12 months. And the number on food insecurity is 46%. Which is 20% low food security and 21% very low food security. So some numbers that indicate that there's a lot of work left to do to make sure that college students in the California State University system certainly feel like they are getting what they need and being able to focus on their educations. This phase of the research led by Rashida Crutchfield, School of Social Work at Cal State University Long Beach, and Jennifer McGuire at the Department of Social Work at Humboldt State. Thank you both for joining us. Shantae Catt, Humboldt State University's off-campus housing liaison and a graduate student. Thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you all here on the Jefferson Exchange.